He made despairing gestures with his hands, but still no words came from his mouth. He might have been struck dumb. I do not know what came over me. I took him by the shoulders and shook him. Looking back, I'm vexed that I made such a fool of myself. I suppose the last restless nights had shaken my nerves more than I knew. "Let me sit down," he gasped at length. I filled a glass with Saint-Galmier and gave it to him to drink. I held it to his mouth as though he were a child. He gulped down a mouthful, and some of it was spilt on his shirt front. "Who's killed herself?" I do not know why I ask, for I knew whom he meant. He made an effort to collect himself. "They had a row last night. He went away."
"Is she dead?"
"No. They've taken her to the hospital." "Then what are you talking about?" I cried impatiently. "Why did you say she'd killed herself?"
Don't be cross with me. I can't tell you anything if you talk to me like that."
I clenched my hands, seeking to control my irritation. I attempted a smile. "I'm sorry."
"Take your time. Don't hurry. There's a good fellow."
His round blue eyes behind the spectacles were ghastly with terror. The magnifying glasses he wore distorted them.
"When the concierge went up this morning to take a letter, she could get no answer to her ring. She heard someone groaning. The door wasn't locked, and she went in. Blanche was lying on the bed. She had been frightfully sick. There was a bottle of oxalic acid on the table.